Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three of the kindest boys out there. My name is Tommy Dasilo. Opposite me, we have Ben Vanell.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Filthy Casuals. It's great to be here, as always, with two of my closest friends in the world. And who else have we got here? Why don't you introduce yourself?
Kind of just a bunch of stuff that I was already doing, had already done. But
To my left, it's one of the best of all time. Who are you? Say your name.
Oh, me? Oh, right. What a great opening joke. My name's Adam Knox, and baby, I'm here to rumble.
And sitting to the right of me, we've got Adam Knox.
Yeah, that's me, man. I'm here to rumble. I'm here ready to rumble.
And here opposite me, it's Tommy Dasilo.
Ready to rumble,
Ben.
Round two.
Thanks for having me. Adam, do you want to do any of the lifting on this or not?
Nah, man, you did all of it.
Okay.
Ben did it again.
We are here. Big episode today.
Big one.
Let's set up what we're going to be doing a little later in the show. Far Cry Primal is out today that we're recording this on Tuesday. We've gotten it. We've gone in. We've played for about an hour and a half or so. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing early kind of first impression of it, which we've never done on this show before.
Yeah.
Hot off the press as it is.
Yes.
I went down to the old manufacturing plant. I just picked up the disc straight off the little conveyor belt there. What?
No. You didn't. You went to JB Hi-Fi.
Good guess.
Oh, yeah?
James Brayshaw Hi-Fi.
Oh, boy. But before we get into that, we've got some lingering business from last week to follow up on. Now, Firewatch had just come out when we recorded last week. You and I had played it, Ben. We'd finished it. Adam had not. And it's a game that is very hard to talk about without talking about the story in some way. So we were kind of dancing around it a bit. So we thought, look, we'll give it a week. We'll let Adam catch up with it. And we'll give any listeners a chance to go in without being without ruining it. So now here we are. We're back a week later. Adam, you've now played it.
Yeah, and so we're going to go full bore on this.
We're not going to hold back. So if you're on the fence, and even you know what, even if you think like, oh, you know, I'm going to play it later, but I don't care about getting things spoiled. You really don't want to have it spoiled. There's kind of no reason to play.
That's all there is.
You know what's going to happen. So maybe in the description we can put like the time code of when we're out of.
I think we should.
We're out of the Firewatch zone.
Yes.
But here we go. Out of the frying pan
and into the fire.
So once again, if you are going to play it, stop listening now. Right. Now all the men are out of the room. Let's talk about Thrush. Okay, so
I'm surprised you remember those ads.
Yeah, man. I used to love them.
Yeah.
I didn't like Firewatch.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not into it. Not a good game. Not a real interesting story.
This is something that I've
This
noticed.
Is unbelievable.
This is something that I've noticed about you. Would you say that you are perhaps sometimes guilty of going into things to be deliberately contrary?
No. I go in.
Because I have found that about you.
You think that, but I think exactly the opposite. And I always
Very
have
good.
Done. No, I don't know. Like it just, well, because you guys were both so positive about it. So that it probably wasn't that I went into it deliberately contrarian. I probably went into it expecting too much.
You have bigger expectations. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people had this problem. Like, you know how you were talking about the ending and how people were disappointed by it?
Yes.
I think that, like, the whole thing of, like, the atmosphere of the game and the tone of it being, like, this scary thing isn't actually the game that's doing that. That's, like, conventions in your head of what games usually do.
Right.
Does that make sense? Which I think it deliberately subverts, but not in a cool way.
I mean, I disagree. You have a guy who comes out of nowhere and beats you over the head.
Yeah.
You have like a bit where you're on a radio with someone and then like a third voice starts coughing.
Right.
Yeah. Like those aren't, that's like scary. No, that actually is scary.
Sure. But the reason that the game does it is to at the end have the reveal be, oh, it actually wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah,
and you've been avoiding your problems with your wife, and that's the main point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the point of the game ends up being that, like, yeah, no, nothing conspiracy-ish was going on. You were just kind of looking for something to be bigger than it was because you knew you were derailing your life for a bit of time.
Yeah. Well, here was my...
What's not good about that?
So I...
Because I think that's great.
I didn't think it was well presented in the way that, like, I didn't get attached to the characters. I didn't really end up liking. I thought, like, the intro
thing. Well,
that's
a big problem. Like, if you're not into the, if you're not into the vibe of it, then.
The intro thing was really cool, that little text thing. From the second that happened, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
And it was a subject matter I had no idea it would be about.
Which dog did you get, by the way?
Which one?
Which dog did you get?
Which dog?
Yeah.
Oh, I got,
What was
I got
it, a beagle or a German
I got the beagle.
Shepherd or
I got the beagle.
I got the beagle. Yeah.
We all beagles here.
Snoopy, baby.
Fuck German Shepherds,
the beagle boys. Yeah.
The beagle boys. And what did you do? Did you send her off to the home or did you take care of her?
I tried to take care of her.
Right. What happened? Because I sent her. I just sent that bitch packing.
Oh, yeah? What happened then?
It's just like the family are really like, you're a bit of a cunt.
And then they take her to Melbourne anyway?
Yeah.
Because when you try to take care of her, they just come and get her anyway.
So I was trying to take care of her, but then I'm like sneaking out at nights to go drinking.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And shit, like,
I didn't have any of that. It was just like, you spend a lot of time with her. You go to visit. It's like, first of all, you visit her every day.
Yeah.
And then it's every other day and she starts to recognize you less and less. And like that becomes a real bummer. So you just kind of like stop going.
Well, this one was like,
the family are clearly like, you're being a real, like you get these vibes from the family. That,
sure.
Like, you're
I think
not
they
the
give
guy.
You that a little bit anyway.
Yeah. Because what happens is when you try and take care of her, you can't deal with it. You keep going out at night. And they,
it gives you the
they like come and visit at one point and they see your house is a mess and they're like, you can't take care of it. We're taking care.
It gives you the option at one point, like, hey, you're sneaking out to go drinking. Do you just know that she's a heavy sleeper so you leave her, or because you're worried about it, do you jam a chair in front of the door so that she can't get out of the bedroom? I did not jam the chair in front of the door.
That's pretty cool. That's that's
so
cool.
That intro thing was really cool. I had no idea it would be about this dementia thing. I thought it was a really good setup. And then fucking just the actual what you're doing in that game was so boring that it detracted for me from any of the interest of the story. Like walking around, like when it first started, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to explore this forest. Mm-hmm. I turned off like the little notification on the map where you are so that I could be like compass bushwhacking dude.
Yep.
But it just, it's straight lines and you're walking in these straight lines that are very obvious. You get to these little pillars that you got to climb over. And something I'm really sick of in every game is those animations of climbing up on stuff that are so slow.
I hated how he would like look down, like he'd move his head heaps.
Yeah.
That gave me like, near motion sickness. Like I found that really disconcerting when he would be like all over there. I wish that was a little smoother.
It's
but that's,
so slow and it takes ages. And so then there was, you know, the story starts picking up and it's, you know, it's the relationship between these two people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wasn't invested in it, partly because probably I was making the choices of this dude of like, nah, man, I got a wife. Like, nah, I'm really unhappy.
Well, yeah, but that's
like,
what I was doing as well. But I think why all the way through it, I was into it. It wasn't so much like I bought into the characters or I bought into the story. Just everything about it kept me guessing.
Yeah.
Like I was just, I didn't know. I was like, what is going on? It can't be a conspiracy. That's too obvious. But what is going on? Is she involved? Is she not? What's she doing? Like I wasn't sure. And so I was interested to see what was going to happen.
I guess that's just the bit that the hooks didn't get in me with. Like I never thought that she was involved in it because like the acting's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And like it never came across the way of that there was anything going on that was like that big of a deal. Like at first I thought like, yeah, okay, it's like some behavioral study and they're just looking at these people. And then when you know, they burn the thing down and you get punched and all of that. And then when it turned out to be, when they brought up like the previous Firewatch guy and his son, straight away you're like, oh, well he was the man with the flashlight. Like, of course he's still here.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
there's four characters mentioned in the game, and then the two girls.
Well, no, there's
See, my brain doesn't work like that. Like, I like to believe, like, I kind of like, oh, well, this could be just another weirdo because there is. But anyway, this goes into thoughts that I have that I'll get to later. But I think the walking around stuff, like, I mean, I did have points where, you know, you go to a bit and then it's like, oh, when you find now the place fenced off and it's like you've got to go back. There were a couple of moments where I was like, oh, can I not just like, you know.
And it does an okay job of
giving
you.
Can't I get in a car and just like.
Yeah.
But then, and like not having like.
Can I just drive a car through these woods? Yeah.
Can I not just have like a GTA style like. You know, navigation thing where it's like constantly just pointing. Yeah. Like sometimes I would go off a fork in the road and I'd go sort of the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I would get frustrated with that. But then I would realize, oh no, but like this is the point. Like if you don't like this, then just like turn it off and stop playing.
It's really interesting to me at least because I, like as you guys know, I've moved home recently and it's up in the hills and I've been doing a lot of bushwalking.
Yeah.
And it, and previous to that, I lived in Brunswick. I drove as well. So I just like, I got everywhere super quick.
Yeah.
I'd get the tram, I'd drive, I wouldn't walk anywhere.
We get
anywhere.
It. Your life sucks now.
But this, yeah, like recently it's just like, no, you go for a walk and it takes an hour and you go around here and you look at that sign and you go, oh, that track goes that way.
Yeah.
And you, and it's fun. Like it's good. Like,
yes. But that's the thing I didn't get from Firewatch.
Right. And it's not like Firewatch replicated that, but it, maybe I have a bit more patience.
It wasn't even a lack of patience. That this is a corridor. You're walking essentially through a pretty corridor because there's no way to get properly lost or anything. There's no bush exploration. And that would be a really cool game.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I thought it was going to be when you initially get the map and you draw in that first path.
Yeah.
And I guess I was disappointed that it didn't go further
with that. I was certainly disappointed that the one map that you pick up at the start is it. Like I actually did think you were going to go beyond
and
that.
And every time, every new place you're going to, you're walking down a new path that's just to get to that place. Like it doesn't make it that obvious, but that is what's happening.
Yeah.
Every time, like you
sort of going the same. Yeah.
It might as well be one long corridor that's differently.
I did start, like I said, you know, I would get frustrated with like the time it took and I'd go, I wish you could just do this. And it's like, well, go actually just play GTA if you wanted to have – like you're playing this because it's a different experience. And then I was like, okay, well, this is meant to be – you're just meant to enjoy just the, you know, the peacefulness and the serenity of walking and, like, it looks beautiful and you're meant to just, like, admire
really
the view.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think that stuff's problematic because you go – fucking go outside. Like it sort of is like, no, you're just meant to go and soak it in. It's like, no, like that's what you do in the real world. Like this, the whole kind of like real world simulator of like peaceful activities that is in games a lot is I'm not saying I necessarily hate it, but it is, it's kind of a weird line there where it's sort of is like, you know.
And it does an all right job of giving you little radio conversations in while you're walking and stuff. Like there's never really a moment where it's like, you're not doing anything for 5 minutes here.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was my kind of issue with the ending. In thinking about the ending, I like it, but at the time I was a little bit like, oh, and I think it's because you don't like that revelation of the
Ned,
like the
when
kids,
it comes up, when that story comes up.
The kid's dead and it's...
Well, no,
it's
not even that. Just like when that gets introduced to begin with, when she starts telling you about, oh, there was this guy and he was here with his kid.
Yeah.
That happens just in passing as you're walking, right? Yeah. That's her talking to you as you're walking along.
Yep.
And I frequently, when that stuff was happening, I would just kind of like zone out a little bit and not necessarily listen.
Yeah, right.
Whereas everything else... you interact with, like the girls, you find the girls, you get the choice to yell at them. You know, you find the camp and you go in there and you get the little tracker thing that's points out where these little, what's it called? The thing that like the beeps?
The radar, whatever.
The radar thing.
Yeah.
All these other elements, like you kind of interact with in some way.
Yeah.
And so because the setup of Ned and the kid is just sort of done in passing is just like dialogue. By the time it got to the point where that was kind of being brought out more as like a big plot point, I was sort of like, oh, wait, what was that? Like I kind of had not really put it into my brain that much because I was like, oh, this is just kind of like Carla. This is like just a bit of backstory and light and shade, like not stuff that's super imperative.
I think that was very deliberate on their part.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm that sure it's meant to be more of a surprise.
And for me, that then kind of didn't have because of that.
Right.
To me, that's why it didn't hit as hard.
It's like in fight,
because you're not, if there had been one thing where it was like you find a thing, and I mean the whole thing of the girls, I was like, oh, okay, cool, this is like I can swear at them if I want, and like you find their campsite and it's like, oh, and all the little like finding the clipboard and the all the things of like Like that scared the, that actually scared the shit out of me when I found the clipboard and it has like the written down stuff of your conversation.
Yeah.
I was like, that's really freaky. But because you didn't interact with the is it the Goodwins with their story until very late in the piece, I had kind of dismissed it. And I just think, yeah, that was why it didn't quite land with me. And I was a bit like, oh, whereas all that other stuff, like all the – and I felt like it was like just a bit of a weird red herring to have the girls and then all of a sudden it's like, and well, they're gone.
Oh, no, they stole a tractor. They're
they're okay. Yeah. They're done. Yeah. I felt that was like a little – that was a little kind of –
Totally, and I agree. And like the – it's kind of ludicrous. The actual story that happens of this guy who like happens to be like an engineer or something, so that's why he's made all the fucking – crazy, like he's got all these radios and shit that he's made out in the bush for 3 years. But like, so that just was kind of ludicrous. And I get thematically what it's meant to be of like, the whole point of that game is that there wasn't a big story.
Yeah.
You got to go back to your wife. And that's cool conceptually. And I don't think the execution was good.
And well, and also the whole thing of like, you know, of isolation and of like, you know,
paranoia.
Duty of care and stuff like that. But it's interesting because I also – someone lent me Metal Gear Solid 5, which I've been keen to play for a while now. And I know we talked about it a lot when it came out.
Mm.
I've played the first – the enforced slow walk bit that you talked about in the hospital, which takes forever and is fucking insane.
Yeah.
And I've done like the first mission and that's it. And I know you were talking a lot at the time, Nox, about how you found bits of it just so unbelievably stupid that you kind of couldn't handle it, like so over the top and dumb. And I think it's really interesting where like Metal Gear Solid, the stuff that's happening in that, it just in the bit that I've played, if I saw that in a movie, I would fucking hate it.
Yeah, like, totally.
This is the worst movie.
Yeah.
But because it's a game, for whatever reason, my standards are different. I'm like, this is so fucking cool. Yeah. I love how over the top it is. And it's kind of, it's kind of the same with, I think there's a bit of that in Firewatch, like you playing something that's cinematic, like would you, you know, if you saw it in a film, if that was like a reveal in a film and that was all set up that way, I probably would like it more in a film.
I would have liked this more,
Totally. You would probably get whoever, like, assuming that they cast it well, the characters would be much more engaging.
This would have been a much better movie.
Yeah.
Straight.
Yeah.
But like this is very similar to Gone Home. I don't know if either of you ever played that.
I haven't, no.
It's the same thing where you're just walking through a house in the 90s and that's all you do.
Yeah.
But it's done so much better. Like all the stuff you're picking up and looking at has so much more like physicality to it and just story behind it and places you in this thing. The actual story is about like your sister figuring out who she is and all this shit. And it's much more interesting because it's just presented better and it's happy for itself to be just like, yeah, man, you're walking and this isn't really about the game.
I mean, I read a thing, one of the first reviews I read of Firewatch was like, oh, it's a new walking simulator, which I'd sort of never heard that term before.
It's dismissive.
Like, you've got to, but you, I think you also, you have to, you sort of do have to approach it as like, it's that genre of game where not a lot is going to happen and where you just things are just going to look good and it's just about being kind of in the game. It's like playing Mario Kart and going, well, the fucking guns in this. It's like you're going in because it's a different genre.
No, totally. And I don't think this was a good example of that. I reckon you guys should play Gone Home. It's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's also a similar thing.
The Camp Santo, there's been an update this week to it, which I think has improved because I don't know. What, you guys both played it on PC?
Yeah.
I played it on PS4 and it was lagging a lot while I was playing it, which was kind of a bummer. And they fixed that. I think they've fixed a couple of little things here and there.
Yeah.
Here's something that someone pointed out to me that I did not know was a thing. There's like a tortoise you can find in it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
I never found the tortoise. You get like a pet tortoise if you find him.
Yeah. Fuck. And he just kind of hangs out in your thing. So that's kind of cool.
You can throw him in the toilet and shit.
Oh. Yeah.
But like I said last week, I mean, this is their first game, you know, these developers, and I think they've gotten a lot of good feedback. I don't know if you saw during the week, there's a story about someone on Steam on the forums saying, look, you know what, I liked it, but really I knocked it off in 2 hours and, you know.
Maybe I should get my money back.
You can get,
you can get refunds on that. That's fucking bullshit. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
And so like one of the developers replied and was like, this is the story of how we made this game. Yeah. It was fucking tough. Like we were sharing one office, like with like, it was horrible, you know, we had no money and then we put, it was a labor of love.
They were like, we all turned down like actual good paying jobs to work on this because we really wanted to make it.
And it's insane. Yeah. Like, what a fucking sense of entitlement, like walking out of a movie and going, oh, can I get my money back? I'm not going to watch that again.
Yeah. And, but, you know, to the developer's credit, like, yeah, she said all that, but she also said, I totally understand if you want to get your money back because I don't know what your situation is. Like, I don't know what your, like, if you just, if that money really means a lot to you, like, I'm not going to stand here and say, don't do it, because I've been in that position too, where if I could have gotten $30 back from something that I didn't feel like I got a whole lot of time out of. And sort of because of that, the guy turned around and went, wow, that's really cool and really fair enough. Yeah, I'm just going to, I'll just keep it. Like, I'll not get the refund. Yeah. So I thought, I mean, I know that has nothing to do with the game, but hearing things about that just kind of, it's sort of a little engine that could kind of, it's like this ragtag team. And I really think they seem like, just based on this, like, it's gotten enough heat and enough people like it. And I still did overall like it in spite of those quibbles that I had.
Yeah.
I think like whatever they do next will be, you know, something pretty great.
Yeah.
Like hopefully with a bit more budget and a bit more scale and a bit more scope, if they do like not a, just a small indie game, like I think will be.
Well,
pretty
that's the stuff I kind of mentioned last week, I think, about it being like a better kind of video game storytelling in comparison to other similar games. Like if they can carry that onto something with a bit more budget and a bit more involved,
that's their ace in the hole is how well the writing.
Yeah.
The writing and acting, like, good by any standards, by video game standards, fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Really, truly amazing.
Totally, I agree. And I want to see what they do next because I really like that first Walking Dead. And if they did something adventure-y like that again, that'd be cool probably.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It just it wasn't.
Just didn't.
Yeah, it was fine. You know, like I don't feel like I wasted the time.
Yeah,
and you know what? I like a 3-hour game.
Yeah, it's
real
that's
good.
So good, something that you can just knock off. And, yeah. It's interesting. Like, you know, I was trying to roast you before about being contrary. See, I do know there are people who go into something going, everyone likes this, I'm gonna fucking not have my blinkers on. I'm the opposite. Like, if I've heard nothing but glowing reviews about it from people I like and people whose opinions I trust, I go in going, I have to like this, otherwise I'm a dumb cunt. I do it with everything, with music, with movies, with games. I really try my hardest to just, like, if critical consensus is that it's amazing, I go, well, there must be something missing in my head and my soul if I don't like this. So I will kind of have the blinkers on a little bit, and sometimes it's 6 months later where I get the confidence to go, you know what, I fucking hated that.
You know what, Whiplash isn't so good.
I'll never turn on Whiplash.
No,
J.K. Simmons is pretty good in it,
he's fantastic in it.
I will never flip on Whiplash.
He's Oscar worthy.
All right, so I guess we this is the time to.
Wait, we should very quickly say, I'm still going to say, in spite of all that, definitely. Well, why are you still listening if you've checked it out? If you haven't checked,
I still, for me,
it's a win. It was a win.
I definitely think that. I like with a movie, like, it wasn't something that the game did wrong that made me not like it. It was just that I didn't particularly appreciate certain things about it, but I think lots of people would.
Yeah, sure. Cool.
So I'm not saying it's shit.
Yeah, and I'm saying it's great. I liked it more than a lot of games I've played in the past, 6 months.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah. I think coming straight onto that from The Witness.
Yeah.
Was kind of weird.
The Witness controls a lot better.
They've both got some weird similarities.
Yeah.
But like,
they look so similar.
Yeah.
And their color palette and art style are very, very similar.
And they're these just straightforward, non-violent walking kind of things, you know.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool to. But The Witness is just like. The Witness doesn't have a story, basically.
Man, I wish The Witness. I kind of hate that it's download only.
Yeah.
Because I want to. Fucking throw that cunt of a box out the window. Like, man, there's so many points where I'm just, I don't think I've, nothing frustrates and satisfies me. It's like, not to be overly crass, well, what podcast do I think
of
that? But I seriously, solving those puzzles, it's like coming. Like, it's seriously fooling around with it for so long, and then just the moment where you're like, you're giving up and you're like, oh, fuck, it's not going to be this, but whatever. And then it just hearing that sound
of
the thing turn on and
of the
chords.
Cum coming out of your dick.
But then simultaneously, I'm up to a bit now where I'm just like I'm up to the panels that you walk on.
Oh, in the treehouse?
No, I'm not in a treehouse. I'm in like a little bit of like a maze thing, like columns and
Oh fuck, right, in the castle thing, in like
And I've just gotten up to a bit where it's like a new puzzle's come out, but I haven't been taught how to do it. I'm like, fuck this. Like, I go from going, this is a masterpiece, to going, this is something that someone has made
yeah.
purely to annoy specifically me. Like, not people in general, just me. This is like, I'm
you
being
fucked
pranked.
Him over like 8 years ago yeah. and he went, I'm going to get
yeah,
that
I'm
Tommy
being Truman
Hassel.
Showed here. I fucking hate this.
It's so, because like the crazy thing about that is like, it's almost like a Zelda or something where, but instead of you like getting the hook shot and then you can go back to the old places
yeah.
and use the hook shot.
You just
the hook shot is your brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which is fucking like, I've always thought of my brain as something of a hook shot, but I don't know
slap
what
shot.
That means.
Yeah. I've always thought of your brain as like a little boy in green tights. So
Peter Pan?
No, Link.
Oh, right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the thing we were just talking about,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. That famous video game character, Peter Pan.
I was thinking of Hook because
Captain
I said Hookshot.
Yeah.
yeah, it's so like I will have a session where I do a little bit and then yeah. I just go, I just walk around and go, oh, fuck, I've got no idea what's happening.
Sometimes you just got to walk
yeah,
away.
Yeah, but I'll sort of think yeah. like, I'm done with this. This is it. This is where I'm done with this game
yeah.
forever.
Yeah, right.
And then I'll get like, because I've gotten a couple of things in the like. Actually, a friend gave us a big chunk of stuff the other day. Mm. So I put something in. Was waiting for the update file. It's like, ah, well, this is going to be like half an hour. I'll just whatever. Witness is just there. I'll dip
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, I just solve one.
Just straight
and then,
away.
And then just a whole bunch of other stuff is yeah. immediately unlocked to me.
Yeah.
And then I'm back in.
It's
oh,
so good.
It is a wild
again,
experience.
Again, like sex, sometimes you just have to leave the room for half an hour, just get that rage out of your system.
Oh, fucking hell.
Wow.
And then go back in.
What do you do to get the rage right out of your system?
I have a wank. yeah, I just like I've finished everything I'm going to finish with that game. Like I finished the main puzzles,
oh,
all,
really?
All the
okay.
areas. And then there's like, I don't think this is a spoiler. Like at the very end, there's a bunch of extra puzzles in the thing that aren't useful. They're yeah. just for the sake of it. Like
if
you want
to, like I said last week, there's one that only like 4% of
if,
people.
Yeah,
have done
that's I've finished that one.
Oh really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Noxie.
Hey.
And waited for me to bring it up as
yeah.
well, so as not to appear as boastful.
Well, because it's like they call it the challenge, and it's just, it's because it's a time.
But it wasn't a fucking challenge for
not
me.
Not for me. I just walked out of the room for half an hour and had a. But no, it was like one of the hardest.
You jerked off while thinking about yourself solving that puzzle.
It was genuinely probably the hardest thing I've ever done in any game.
Wow.
And it was so fucking satisfying to do it because
oh,
like
imagine
this is sort of like a spoiler, so if you don't want to know, just skip ahead a minute.
Well, I don't have that option because I'm in the room.
Just
IRL.
Skip ahead a minute.
Okay.
It's just like it's not really a spoiler, but it's just like because you know how that game's so slow and peaceful and you have all the time
yep,
in the world.
Yep.
This last thing is timed.
Oh, right.
And it's randomized. So right. you can't memorize the puzzles. You've got to go in fresh
wow.
every time.
Holy
fucking and you've got a
shit.
Time limit every time and it's fucked up. And it's playing like these two, I don't know what the first song, it's like some classical song. And then it plays in the Hall of the Mountain King.
Oh, right. Wow.
And you, it's so fucking stressful, but it's the best, like it's one of the most like satisfying things
great.
I've ever done. And then I walked out of the room for anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. One callback too many.
yeah.
Okay.
You didn't solve that puzzle, did you?
I see. Let's talk Far Cry Primal.
Okay.
So it's just come out. Me and Ben have been playing it for a little bit.
Yeah, we did the thing, which I don't think I've ever done this before, is like you sit down, neither of you have played the game ever, mm. and like you hit start and you kind of like see the whole
yeah.
introduction. Very interesting. What do you reckon, Tommy?
Look, let's set this up. So I'm coming at this from a very different place to you guys. I've never
yeah.
played a Far Cry game before.
Oh, I've forgotten about that.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm also, I'm brand new to the PS4 still, so I'm
yeah.
not, and I've sort of had a bit of time on the bench from your sort of like your top tier kind of blockbuster titles. So
especially shooters, I guess.
Especially shooters, yeah.
yeah.
So I'm sure my standards on this are completely different to your guys. Even
yeah.
just like, just watching the trailers, I was like, this looks cool. This mm. looks
yeah.
fun caveman game. That's
yeah.
a cool premise. I really like it so far. I'm
yeah.
really enjoying the little, to the point where I'm actually shitty, like you were saying, sitting down and playing it together.
Yeah.
I did like the first little chunk and then you took over and just by, you took over at a point where a lot of big reveal stuff kind of starts to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of shitty that I didn't, like, I think I'm actually going to delete that game and start over when
yeah.
I go to, because I want to do those bits where you like,
yeah.
you learn to tame animals and you picked up a couple of skills that
yep.
I'm like, ah, I don't want to be in this, like not having
yeah.
gone all the way through it.
Yeah.
But I really like it. Like overall,
yeah.
I'm, if I didn't have anything on tonight, I'd be sitting down and putting a big chunk more time into it.
Yeah. So my perspective is that it's real similar to the other Far Cry games.
Yeah.
Really similar, especially when Far Cry 4 kind of honed in on the game mechanics, like the hunting and stuff like that. It really polished off the edges that 3 still had. And this, again, looks like a step forward.
It looks amazing. Like it looks amazing. This before, like, maybe that's down to me just like, yeah, being still new to the PS4 and not even as much.
It looks really good.
It looks fucking great.
But a lot of stuff does look great these days.
Sure.
It does. Like, I just think it doesn't look particularly great.
Yeah.
It looks like as good as 4 did, I think.
There's plenty of shit.
4 looks great. But in many ways, it reminds me of 4. Like, just it's fucking the same game with a less engaging story.
Right. I've read this a lot in, a lot of reviews have cited the story.
Yep.
And that the kind of the mechanics of it, you know, you're a caveman, so you can't get bigger guns. You can't fly a fucking jet around.
Yeah.
Once you get to a certain point of like, you've learned how to make a bow and arrow and you've learned how to tame a woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
The consensus is you're sort of tapped out at that point.
And it looks like it might be the sort of thing where like the setting is very cool, but like they'd gone too far into it before they realized like, oh, maybe this isn't actually like giving us as much stuff to work
with. Yeah.
But see, I don't know. I'm into, and again, it's very early days. Like, we'll check back in a week. I'll try and play it a little bit more, and I might have completely changed my opinion. But it just feels like that kind of like being held back is kind of, to me, makes it a little more fun. Like, we've got Just Cause 3 here.
Yeah.
I made a decision early on to kind of bail out of it. My housemate's been playing it a lot.
Yeah.
But it's just a great example of like, you can fucking just basically fly like Superman.
Yep.
But to me, it's just like that's kind of not as interesting as being like limited.
Being
like something being defined by what it's not doing, I think, is very interesting.
Yeah.
Like, and it doesn't have to be like not everything has to be this huge open world monstrosity where you can go anywhere and do anything. Like, I kind of like the idea of this. I think it's like, according to reviews, like a 20-hour campaign, which again, right.
That's probably similar to 4 or 3.
Yeah. Suits me fine. Yep. Like that's heaps. That's plenty.
Well, I didn't realize that this was like a full like a disc game. I always thought this was like a $20 download.
Like your Blood Dragon situation. Yeah.
Which that's kind of cool. But yeah, like it sounds like you are, Ben. I'm just not ready. And this is very specific to me. Like, this isn't a problem with the game.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to play that game again.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I'm still enjoying 4. Right. Like, the things that I enjoy about 4.
See, I'm going in for the first time, so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really
matter. But also, so the things I enjoy about 4, what it really nailed and what a bunch of other games have started to nail is like, here's an outpost. You got to take it over. You got to clear it out full of guards. Do it however you want. Mm. And Far Cry 4 fucking nails that.
Yeah.
It really, really does that well.
Yeah.
It's just smooth and fun to play.
Yeah.
And 3 did that great too. You didn't play. Did you play 3?
Yeah.
Right.
I played all of them.
Because I played like 3 and then 4 pretty close to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just burnt out on it. I can't.
Yeah. And certainly like the benefit of this is that it looks different in like a lot of ways from the previous ones.
Yeah.
But, it was fun to play what I played of it. Like, it's real, real simple. You cut, you know, little bushes down for leaves and
you have to make bows and stuff.
Crafting
and
all that kind of stuff is there, and it's real smooth and real easy to do and fun. But it hasn't grabbed me.
I will say, do you not think? What do you think of this? I feel like it's getting, it's impossible. It's being reviewed under the banner of Far Cry and previous Far Cry games.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fair enough. Kind of fair enough in a lot of ways. Well, it's not a numbered iteration of the series, so kind of is that fair. But also it does have the title. I kind of think maybe should they not have just given it a different name?
Just call it Primal.
Just call it whatever. Like, you know, like I think we were talking about this the other day, Nox. Like, the assumption being like, oh, no, whack the Far Cry label on it because then that'll shift some units. Mm. I think first-person shooter in caveman world where you can tame mammoths, people are going to come to that anyway, I reckon.
Well, and it looks like the specifics of this are so Far Cry-ish though. Like all the like gathering stuff, hunting
gathering
animals.
Stuff, hunting, skinning animals. All of that stuff is from Far Cry.
But would it not have been better to just drop it and have people go, oh, it's kind of really similar to Far Cry, than people going in going, here we go, fucking the great Far Cry series, here's the next iteration.
Mm. I'm not sure. That's probably
Or maybe then take a slightly different approach to the development.
That might have been more interesting.
Kind of scrap some of those elements, put different elements in and not feeling like you're bound to it. I just think it's an interesting choice when it has nothing to do with, aside from a couple of mechanics, when it has nothing to do with the actual series. Mm. It's kind of a weird choice.
Well, because those open world style games, which this is one of, I think have gotten into such a weird like routine of like they very like cold in a weird way, like kind of filling out like a statistic sheet.
Yep.
And it's good that Assassin's Creed has taken a year off because those games are like that.
Well, this literally looks like they used the engine from Far Cry 4 and slapped a different coat of paint on it.
I could have fucking made this scene. Because it's with, like I've been doing a lot of
thinking
lately. A lot of soul searching. Yeah. I lost my shoes.
Oh.
And again, it's soul searching. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Edit that part out of the podcast and then I'll use it in my solo stand-up show. But
solo stand-up show.
Oh, these boots were made for talking.
You're standing up on the soles of your shoes.
Laces.
Tongues. Tongues.
You should hang yourself using your shoes.
the open world thing. Like I've been doing a lot of work lately, and to take little breaks, I've been playing GTA 3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
I found it and just was like, yeah, fuck, okay.
Yeah.
And it's so, that game's like 15 years old now.
Yeah.
And it's so much the same structure
as
all this stuff now. Yeah. But it kind of means it more because it's like playing around with it and like being adventurous with it or whatever at the time.
Well, it's kind of the first big one, isn't it?
Totally.
Yeah.
And then these, like, it's just, it feels like it's a group of people, and it's probably partly to do with how difficult it is to make a big video game these days. A group of people just sort of, it feels very by the numbers, which like, and it's not about the thing of like, oh, I've played it a million times, because that doesn't apply to everybody, but it does feel half-hearted a lot of the time, the way these things are built, which it was something cool about Firewatch is that like they meant it.
Mm.
What they were doing, they were trying to do something cool with, and you can feel that in a game.
Well, I mean, this is where we're kind of at with video games now. I mean, they're such a big industry and there's so much money in them that it has become like it's probably been this way for a while, but it's similar to the film industry in that there's stuff that is like Firewatch that is made for the love of art and for the really believing in it and wanting to do something.
Yeah.
And then there's stuff that is pure, you know, just a cash grab and people will buy this, people will play this, this will make a shit ton of money. You know, it needs to have a certain level of quality because otherwise the word will get out. But and you know, sometimes quite happily those things intersect and and you do get games that are like big blockbuster titles that are amazing.
Yeah.
Like I think, you know, the third Uncharted game had a lot of hype behind it coming out and is an example of a thing that like a lot of people play, but is still
the next one will probably be good as well.
Yeah.
Like The Last of Us was great as well.
Yeah, exactly. All those kinds of things. But I mean you do have to, like, you as a gamer, you just see something and you go, oh well, that looks cool. Like I want to play that, but are you just being used as a puppet to just
make
a developer a shit ton of money on something that's just like, yeah, just use this engine, put some fucking put some yabba dabba doo bullshit in there.
That big property at the moment, Flintstones.
It's coming back. They rebooted it, by the way.
If they'd have made...
They actually are doing a comics reboot of the Flintstones.
Oh, really?
And they've made them all look like really humanized.
Oh,
it looks real freaky.
Yeah.
And they've gone a little too hard on the sexy front with Betty and Wilma, if you ask me.
I don't think there's
total
any such
cave
thing
sluts. It's really weird.
Okay.
I'm going to look this up and maybe I'm going to go a little too hard.
You'd have to have a half hour break from this podcast.
It's also sort of nice sometimes to play those sort of games where it's like, I'm not going to be surprised here. This is cool. Yeah. I can switch my brain off for a bit.
Yeah. Like I will say the first little bit that I played of Metal Gear Solid, it didn't kind of immediately hook me in like I wanted to and thought it was. There's just so much to learn and so much to pick up that I was just going, fucking hell, this is like, there's a lot of heavy lifting in here.
Yeah, it's
Whereas
fucked.
Far Cry Primal, you go in, it's like, here's how you make a bow.
Yep.
Here's your animals. It's like, cool, this is pretty simple. I can just blast around this.
Yep.
You know, I don't need to get wrapped up in some big story. I just want to be able to pick up and go and just like, dick around for a little bit.
What the fuck? These new Flintstones are so sexy.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's really creepy.
It's not good. I'm not a fan.
Well, now I'm going to look it up.
They look like two...
Look at Adam's phone. You don't have to look it up as well.
Like, look how fucked Barney Rubble looks. He looks like a big,
He looks like Tommy.
He looks like he's been drawn, you know.
It looks like creepy online fan art.
Totally.
Give me another look again, because I haven't looked in a little while.
Is it Betty who's Barney's wife?
Yeah.
Okay, Betty in particular... Like,
played famously by Rosie O'Donnell in the movie.
Yeah, well, man, Rosie is big of a gym.
How fucked up does Dino look?
I didn't see Dino.
Dino's it's bizarre.
Dino was their Italian mob friend, right?
Look at him. It's like an actual realistic looking dinosaur. But totally.
It looks like three different people have drawn this.
It's
like
so weird.
One normal person drew Fred and Barney, and then some fucking internet weirdo deviant art bastard drew Betty and Wilma. Mm. And then just like a historical researcher drew the dinosaur. Yeah. Like an actual scientist.
Yeah, they've done it for like heap. They've done like I think there's like a Johnny Quest one as well.
Anyway. Oh,
yeah.
Johnny Quest. Fuck that.
So Ben, we just a couple of little things that we noticed early on in the game. Now, they've created a language for this game. They got some actual proper, I don't know who they are, like linguistics experts or whatever.
Yep, sure. Yep. Sounds like it. Paleontologists or some
to
kind.
Sort of craft a language for this game. And we were sort of remarking early on that it's kind of frustrating in that like you have someone, you have a little your little tribe mate kind of guiding you and you're in battle and he's like telling you what to do. But because it's not English,
you've
it's
got
like subtitled.
It
so you're trying to look at what you're shooting at, plus also read.
And there's no option to change that?
To make it just English?
Yeah.
I didn't look, but presumably not.
Yeah.
Because that'd be crazy if not. Like, I like the thing of like...
Totally.
The best way to do it, I reckon, is like, you've seen the Hunt for Red October?
Mm-hmm.
And how they're talking Russian at first.
Yeah.
And then there's a switch and they start talking English.
It happens in Valkyrie as well, that Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
That's a smart way to do that stuff because like, I like it like tonally and whatever. It's cool. And maybe give people the option. But
here's what they do with the subtitles. And they do this in movies too.
Yeah.
It's like the subtitles are written in broken English.
Yeah.
Like
really?
That translates to a shitty version of English? No, it translates into... Go over there and do this, please.
Yeah. So is this
you
guy
must
like,
do this? Yeah.
So this guy's a caveman idiot as well.
Right, like, exactly.
Me
hunt
and it's
mammoth.
The same in...
A little bit culturally insensitive.
Those cavemen are going to be on Twitter getting furious.
It's the same in, like in movies where like you'll be in France and a couple of French people are sitting around speaking dodgy English with French accents. It's like, you both speak French. Just talk French.
Talk French, It's and also like that thing... that I've mentioned a few times of like when you start a game and it is very immersive, it's very cinematic. And this had that up until the point where someone spoke and you get fucking subtitles on the screen.
Yeah,
right.
So takes you out of it.
You were saying, which is a good point of like they had an opportunity because of the sort of the style of the game it is to have it really... Really bare bones and no sort of like...
No stupid maps, no blinking radars.
And
like,
there's more of that than I've seen in any game of recent memory.
That's always
a
been
lot
the,
of...
That was a problem with the last Far Cry game as well, is that you've always got a fucking arrow on the screen going like, this is where you're meant to be, you can't, why aren't you over there yet?
But at least like, that you're in, you know, you're in like modern... Are you in modern times?
You are in modern times, but like I'm in modern times right now and I can't see any arrows.
Yeah, true, but like, yeah, this is like... I'll forgive it in modern stuff because it's like, well, you know, your character be looking at his phone, so he'd kind of like know anyway. Yeah. Like, I guess that kind of checks out. But whereas this, it's sort of, but yeah, you were saying, Ben, which I think is a good point. Like, they will, that Ubisoft will do a lot where they're like, we need this to be really authentic and immersive. And so we've got to come up with this language. But then later on, it's just abandoned. It's like, you can't, like, so for example,
crazy.
With this, you can fast travel, you can set up a bonfire in another part of the world, and then you just go at any point, at literally any point, you can bring up the map and just instantly travel there. It's like, well, what's the explanation? How's this happening? What's the explanation for that? Yeah. Just
that
have them speaking ooga booga broken English.
What kind of fucking weird person is like, no, they have to be speaking a crazy language or else nobody's going to believe this, but highlight everything if they push a button.
Yes,
like,
yes, exactly.
That Batman vision is fucking, I hate that shit.
It's creeping into so many games now.
We
where,
were talking about
because
it's
at
very...
some point it's just, you're better off just always playing with that on.
Exactly.
Yes, we were talking about this early on. You kind of, there's big chunks of this where... The very start of the game is you're following footprints of your tribe to try and find where they are. So you have to have it on the whole time.
Yeah.
And weirdly enough, it turns itself off after 20 seconds. It's like
that's like one of those weird things where the art directors and the designers go, well, no, we've created this amazing world. We want to be able to show it.
Yeah.
So we can't have that detective vision on the whole time.
Yeah.
But you need it on the whole time to track where you're going.
If the gameplay, like, you end up just playing fucking Tron at some point. Which
exactly.
Is,
so that's why they've gone, no, switch it off. Make it go off after 30 seconds so they can see the landscape.
Look, I made a leaf.
Yeah.
Look at this.
It's like, no, where's the quest marker?
All of the people call it Kabungo in the game.
It's a shame
that's the word
not like
for
a
leaf.
Happy medium where you can highlight stuff without it having to go like night vision, like green and black.
Yeah.
Like it sort of is
but then it's like, well, why then not just have a hand pointing to it? You know, like it's I don't know. They, yeah.
Well, then at some point, like when it's just highlighted for you and your job is to only walk over to something and push a button, why even make you walk over to it and push the button?
Yeah.
Because that's not a challenge. So what are you doing at some point? You know, like when those sort of games make you deconstruct what you're actually doing.
Yeah.
It's a bit fucked when you realize like, oh, I'm following
you're
this
just dumb. A mouse hitting a button to get a piece of cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Over and over and over. Which
man,
is
but you don't even get any fucking
are.
Cheese. Yeah. I'd love some cheese.
But I mean, yeah, if it's, if you're into the story and you're into what's happening, it's like, well, a movie, you just sit there and do actually jack shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just watch it. So at least this your...
Depends on the movie.
Huh?
Nothing.
Thought I'd really hold you up on that one. And just see
thanks for keeping me accountable.
But yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. Look, I'll see how I go. I'm gonna fool around with it a bit more. For me, I'm new to a lot of this stuff, so I'm sure you know. Maybe after when I'm done with this, maybe I will go back and play number four. And it probably like having done a bit of this will make it kind of stand out.
I would definitely recommend.
But, yeah,
four is good. Yeah. Like, and some of the stuff that is like you were saying, the best thing about four. Mm. Kind of requires guns and helicopters and like different types of enemies that you like. I'm interested to see how this works without the stuff that made the Far Cry games kind of good.
Yeah, sure. I also say it looks pretty fun. So I don't like. I just think it doesn't look as fun as the other ones. But
Did we want to talk a little bit about what's other news that's gone on this week? Just some quick things to wrap it up. Street Fighter V has come out and had a. Street Fighter V has come out and had a pretty brutal launch.
Yeah.
It's come out as a kind of an incomplete game, not much solo stuff to speak of. The online stuff, people aren't getting punished for rage quitting, which is where you're just like losing your game and you just drop out, you which people are furious off. About. And
that
to be fair,
insane.
That's like, something that they should have, when there's that big of a competitive community, they should have seen that coming.
Well, especially when you don't have anything else but the competitive stuff in the game.
There's no arcade mode in it.
There's a little story mode, but like it's like two fights for each one. And
there's
it's
no
crazy.
Straight up like you go through everyone in order.
And there will be in June, apparently, I think, or
it's
something
like
that.
It's crazy that this is happening more and more.
Well, it's like one of those early release games, but they've had the fucking gumption to put it on a shelf for full price. Like,
well, I get if you lock yourself into a release date, it becomes you can't get out, like it's too costly to get out of it. So I get it, but it's like... It's just weird how it's not acceptable in any other. Like, you'd never go to a movie and they're like, "Oh, we haven't finished the ending yet." So anyway, keep your ticket. Come back to Hoyt's in 2 months' time.
I know we said Brad Pitt's going to be in this one, but his scenes aren't ready until June. So come back.
Yeah, nothing else. It's like you push it back or you get it done. Like, it's a little.
Well, it's fun. And like, think about in like. I mean, I guess this doesn't really matter because they'll re-release it and all that sort of shit. But like, in 10 years, 20 years, when those like servers have been shut down, if you use that disc and you put it in.
Yeah.
You're getting fuck all.
Yeah, you know,
that game doesn't exist in the way that it's meant to. It's just, it's
my
it's
big
spooky.
Problem with online stuff. Yeah, it's sort of, I'm just not invested in it.
And
at some point,
it's not worth worrying about how permanent things are going to be because the sun's going to swallow us all eventually. Mm-hmm. You know, that sort of is the way of the world. But it still bothers me a little bit.
Well, goodbye.
What else, Nox? Do you have anything you wanted to talk about?
There was some stuff about, speaking of Metal Gear, since you, there's some stuff about Kojima that's been happening in the last week. He kind of outlined what he's going to do next.
Yep. Right.
And he was talking about like, oh, I really like VR and I kind of like to direct a movie and all this stuff. But financially, he said he kind of has to make a big normal game next, which I'm so glad of.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's in that sticky financial situation because that's what I want to see from him.
What do you want him to make? Another Metal Gear? He can't make another one.
So there was some awards thing over the weekend, I think.
Where he met Guillermo Del Toro?
Yeah.
And
he
was jizzing his little pants about it.
Yeah. Well, I just probably would too. I'd do a little bit of a witness.
I like how much of an unabashed fan he is of stuff, of his influences. I think that's really cool.
So, but he wanted some kind of lifetime achievement award type thing. And because he's not with Konami anymore, Metal Gear also won an award for something. And he's sitting in the audience and they're like, Konami couldn't be here to pick up this award.
Wow.
And he's just sitting there like, well, this is technically for me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's doing like a big normal game. It's going to be something brand new. It'll probably have fighting robots in it because I think literally everything he's ever done has.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what that'll be.
I'm interested to go a bit more in on Metal Gear because, man, I got to say, that intro was not what I was expecting it's at all. Fucking insane.
It's you know, like, honestly, with that one, you're best off just kind of fucking ignoring the story.
Yeah.
Because the actual game.
Because I even played the four.
Yeah.
And even only having played the first one before that. And yeah, it's just like, I'm just going to enjoy this.
It would have made no sense. Yeah. It kind of makes no sense if you've played all of them.
Yeah, right.
No, I mean, the fact that you get, like, I failed a mission twice in a row and I got the chicken head option.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fucking hilarious. Yeah. Like, it's so good.
There's a lot of that sort of shit, and the actual game I thought was really fun.
Yeah.
So I hope you enjoy
it. I like that it's going for this real world stuff, but there's still all this goofy shit in it, like the whap noise
totally.
That people make when
you've got to think
this.
Of it.
Yeah.
It's
so cool.
Like, it's basically a fucking anime.
Yeah.
That yeah,
game,
yeah.
Which, you know, luckily it's
I will
not
say the whole constant, like, the constant credits, like, no matter how much you hear about it, nothing prepares you for how funny it actually is when you're doing it.
Yeah.
But it kind of does take you out of, like, this immersive experience of a game, because it just constantly feels like someone going, hey, let me show you what I made instead of you being swept up in this world.
Yeah,
and I think it's very deliberate. Like, he
it's
keeps
hilarious,
showing,
but to the detriment of the game, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, kind of. It's a bit too, like, naughty and winky.
Yeah.
To
Well, because he clearly wants to be, like, a cool filmmaker.
He wants to be an auteur type of... He would have directed The Big Short if he made a movie.
Yeah.
Which, like, I really like The Big Short.
Well... Each to their own.
Oh, boy.
Each to their correct one in my case. Or maybe you can be wrong if you want to be
I guess if you want to agree with the Academy, those racist white men.
I do agree with them on everything. On every issue.
Thank you.
Well, problem solved.
Yeah.
Good night, America. Should we wrap this up for this week?
Let's do it.
Anything else to chew into?
Nah. I mentioned last week I've been replaying Mass Effect. And I'm also like... many, many hours into a replay of Final Fantasy VII. So maybe I'll talk about that next week.
Nice.
GTA 3 is still pretty fun. I'll just say that real quick.
Yeah.
If you played it at the time, it's probably still fun. But I bet it wouldn't be.
I don't feel
you,
like it would stack up.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Because it's quite easy to slip back into, like, remembering what things were like then, and then just your brain sort of reconnects with that part of it and goes like, oh, this is just the way things are.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of shitty things if that game came out today.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Like, it's the shooting is terrible and the graphics obviously look really bad.
Real bad.
And also, it's fucking racist as shit. Like,
really?
That game is fucking crazy racist. It's insane. Like, man, it's really weird.
Yeah.
Man, people forget, like, how, like, 2000 and 2001 or whatever, it was still... back then, because like I was watching this, like I was watching Malcolm in the Middle, and in the first series.
All right, guys. Well, thanks very much for listening. And no, I'm kidding. Please keep going.
Do you remember the episode of Malcolm in the Middle where they lynch a guy? No, they don't. But it's really fucked what they say. Like the mum, like the kids are misbehaving in a water park, and Lois, like she gets mad and she yells out, like, "What are you doing? Are you Aborigines?" And you're like, "What are you doing, Lois?"
Wow. Lois. She had a short temper, but that is...
But that's like a reference to like Australian culture where we don't have racism. So it's like a totally different thing.
Yeah. And so, in GTA 3,
Rob Thomas.
Every taxi driver is like a Middle Eastern dude.
Oh, fuck, that's right.
There's like this...
Well, they're literally the same character model for every single taxi driver. Yeah.
But every other car has whoever in it. It's just the taxis who have... there's some real weird shit in it. And
Like those fucking Rockstar guys, they were even more juvenile back then.
The comedy in those games is fucking terrible.
It's so
bad. Like just the I think we've talked about
it. GTA 5, the whole like life, what is it?
Life
hack?
Fuck face?
Life invader. Life invader.
Yeah, life invader.
And in 3, it's like it's even more just full on shit where it's just like people are going like, do you want to watch this news channel? Because you're a fucking retard. Like, it's insanely bad.
Yeah. But it's not, it's just like saying a thing really loud.
Exactly. Like, it's almost a parody of what parody is. Like, maybe it's genius. Maybe it's a full-on satire of satire.
I remember liking the talkback station in GTA 3.
It's so bad.
But I'm sure it's
so
terrible.
Bad.
Yeah.
Isn't
it a lot of implying the guy's gay? Like,
and it's just
I remember
like,
a lot of that.
It's this woman...
Wait, no, that was in the schoolyard. That was me.
It's like a woman calling up and going like, I'm a nudist. I really like to be naked. And then Laszlo's like, do you have anything important to say? Are you just a fucking idiot? You're dumb, you bitch. Like, it's just fucking dumb. But I'm enjoying it and I think it's hilarious.
Great. I want to recommend a mobile game, Triple Towns. Oh, yeah. If you guys play that, two listeners have recommended that to me. It's really fun.
Good, Triple Towns.
Triple Towns. It's a good, good like kind of matching puzzle game.
Oh, cool.
Not much to say about it. It's just a fun time killer.
Yeah.
You know, perfect mobile phone game kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should wrap that up. As always, come on, Ben, give out the socials.
Email filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com. Twitter, filthycastpod. And the Facebook, well, just look up Filthy Casuals.
What's the address? What's the mailbag address?
Tommy, what is it? One?
Guys, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. And as we always say here at the end of Filthy Casuals,
time to go. Oh man, let me have another run at that. Let me have another quick run up to that.
Right. As we always say at Filthy Casuals,
boy, it's a hot one. I shouldn't say a Rob Thomas thing this week.
Or any week, really.
Yeah, all right. We'll see you next episode. Fuck off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.